This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Saucy Rossi?
You guys want some news?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Bring it on.
All right. Well, first up, a little romance from your day. Okay. Bureau Wow reports that Harrison Ford has got one goal left for his career, and that is, drumroll, to work with his wife.
Oh.
He's been married to his sweetheart, Calista Flockhart. Remember her? Ally McBeal. She's amazing. They've been married since 2010, and they're actively looking for a project to star in together, and he wants to partner with his partner. I mean, that's so lovely.
It is so cute. Remember Ally McBeal? I just started rewatching Ally McBeal on the train.
I've noticed
so good.
It's like on the...
like the Hulu, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I keep seeing ads for it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a very good feeling about Ally McBeal because there was a certain actress on it at the time.
Oh, yes.
Who we were searching for to cast in none other than Charlie's Angels. It was Lucy Liu.
Yes. Is that how you found her? Like, you were like her?
At the same time, she was on that show, and that show was a huge hit, like a phenomenon. Everybody was obsessed with Calista Flockhart.
Yeah.
It was all the rage. And, you know, Harrison Ford has that big Indiana Jones movie coming out. He's out right now on, like, Apple TV's Shrinking. And it's nice to know that that is what his goal is to work with his wife. It's just so wonderful.
I love that he's busier than ever, like 80, too.
I know.
All right, next up, the Washington Post reports that, yes, this is true. We do get some of our best ideas in the shower. And science calls
it... Why?
I don't know. But then you know what they call this effect?
What?
The shower effect. That's what they call it. The study... I don't know how they came up with that name, but a study of writers and psychiatrists found that they got 20% of their most meaningful ideas while showering or doing dishes or taking a walk. Because they say, if you shift your focus and do a moderately engaging task, it lets the aha come to the surface, right? So is the shower head and shoulders above anywhere else for you?
It's funny. I definitely think, like, sometimes in a workout class, I can get lost. I definitely get lost in the shower. And yet the lost leads to found. Like, I definitely do. I was excited to hear about this story. So we just need to let go, I think, and focus on a less creative task at hand. And then you make room for the ahas.
Yeah, I mean, you think about all those things they're listing, they all include water. And I really think it's because we're not on our phones.
Although I do like tunes in a shower.
Oh, yeah. Do you sing in the shower?
No.
Oh, my God. I am Judy Garland in the shower. I put on quite the shite. I do everything.
Rossi, that's so nice to know.
Yeah, I loofah and I'm a showstopper all in the same shower.
All right, well, up next, Upworthy reports a guy goes to a bar, meets his dream girl, and then leaves with her phone number, or at least most of it. I love this so much. Okay, check out this viral napkin making the rounds. Okay, so Hal met Jackie. They hit it off, talked about how much they love true crime and mysteries, and then she left him with a mystery of his own. Jackie, you're wacky, and I like ye. How fun is this?
Fun? You think this is fun?
I do!
No, no. I'm sorry, girl, I got your number, and it's 1-800-2-COMPLICATED. It's... No, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know how rare it is to run into... to meet, you guys know anybody here single, how rare it is to meet somebody out in the world and really hit it off and really feel that spark, and then you're gonna put barriers up to actually go on... Girl, you're gonna be alone for a minute. That's... What are you doing, self-sabotage?
It's only two numbers.
Do you have time to sit there and dial to one, two, let's try three. Hello?
Okay, she said at the end, like, I'm worth it.
I'm sure she is worth it. Those are all the numbers you tried calling.
I think this is cute. And you know what? Men build bridges. They want to get from here to there, and they can't. They build a bridge. We can figure out two numbers. No?
If a guy did this to you, what would you respond?
Well, I like that it was teed up. It wasn't just, I mean, they explained that they were into mysteries. So she's giving like a wink and a, I don't know. I thought it was cute. I thought it was romantic.
It's annoying. All right. I don't like it. I mean, good for you, do you? All right, next up, CBS News reports the time has finally come. This is so fascinating. Netflix is cracking down on password sharing. Anyone here share a password or, yeah? Well, it's always been free to share, but as of next month, you will have to pay for the privilege of sharing Bridgerton with all your friends and your cousins.
Oh God, that is the last show I want to watch with friends.
Well, yeah, no, it's a little uncomfy. Hi. I would watch Bridgerton with you. Pause and giggle. Yeah.
With you, I don't know. That does feel safe and fun.
Yeah.
But like, I don't... Oh, I'm weird. I'm really uptight with stuff like that. Like, I don't want to sit around and watch sex with people. That is not my idea of a good time.
There's your headline, everybody. But I love the story that they're stopping the password sharing. Do you share any passwords with people?
Not that I know of.
See, I think this affects so many people. I don't use other people's, but I'm the sharer. I'm the dummy that pays for it. And all my friends use it. I think an ex is still using my Netflix password. I know, because I don't really keep track. And so I've been like thinking, how do I get these people off my password?
Well, guess what? Snip.
Yeah, thanks, Netflix. You did it for me. Thank you.
Well, up next, we're almost to the weekend. And if you have nothing to do, guess what? Have no fear. The Weekender is here. We've got all of our picks for you right after this.
I got good stuff for you.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Of stuff to read, watch, and do this weekend. Okay, first, I'm going to suggest to read. I just finished it. It was given to me by a friend, and it was one of those books where I was like, oh, okay, I'll try and read that. I did. I loved it. It's, I ended up like annotating the whole book. There's some really beautiful isms. Leave it to a great poet and songwriter to write a beautiful book. It's Let's Go So We Can Get Back. And Jeff is the incredible front man for the band Wilco. And it's just, I don't even think you have to know him or know the band to appreciate this book. But if you do, it even has more meaning. But it's just fantastic. I really loved it. I highly suggest it.
Great title too. Jeff's really great. Okay, well, next, I've got something for you to eat. Okay, get ready. Your next food obsession.
Do we get to eat it now?
Yes, I have it here.
No!
Yes!
I didn't know that. I was like, saying it, but
These are, you have some right here, too.
Oh.
These are called Egg Life Wraps, and I found them in my grocery store. So there's no flour in these, there's no dairy, it's just cage-free eggs. They're like a tortilla, but no carbs, 25 calories, and you know what, I do like a wrap with them, or I've been making pizzas with them. In the, right, a little marinara sauce, put them in the oven under the broiler, and it's just egg. Egg, that's it.
Wait, this is, this tastes like a pizza.
I'm aware.
No.
I'm obsessed. I eat it every day.
No.
Yes.
There's no, like, carbs, flour,
nothing.
What?
It's just eggs.
This is incredible.
Yeah. So good, right? And they have different flavors. They have everything bagel flavor. They have Italian herb flavor. And they have a sweet one. This is cinnamon. And I put cream cheese and a strawberry here and just rolled it up like a wrap.
Oh.
Wait, this is the egg?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
No.
That's the egg wrap. It's just egg whites.
I don't understand.
Try it.
I'm not, oh, my God.
You're gonna love it.
Wow, it's like a sexy crepe.
It is a sexy crepe. Thank you so much. Oh, hey, let me chew and swallow. Now I have something you're gonna wanna watch because we like to do this thing. Drew and I love old movies, so we're going back in the vault for one of my all-time favorites. We've never talked about this movie, Big Business, Drew. Do you know it?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Do you guys
give me Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin any day.
I've watched this like 100 times. They played two sets of twin sisters who were separated at birth and mixed up. It's like total double trouble, and they're the best. They're in great form, Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. Got your Tuesday panties on too, but I bet you knew that. It's a line.
I love it. Next, if you're looking to shop this weekend, I've got a product for you that you didn't know you needed. If you ever wished that you could be a mama kangaroo and carry your cat around in your pouch, well, look no further. I'm about to make that dream come true.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh, look right. Who it is. Oh my gosh. It's Peaches.
So, I love you. Thank you so much.
I'm so jealous. I want one. Look, here, I have this one. I put a little stuffed kitty in mine. Look. Hi. Hi.
Look, it's Peachy. This is my cat, you guys. Like, this is my real cat. This is Peach, and we adopted her. She's a rescue. We adopted her when she was just 6 weeks old.
Hi.
And and she's the greatest cat in the world.
Aww. This is Peaches, and this is Cream.
Hello. Yes, exactly.
Hello.
Okay, thank you, Peachy. Anyway, you can buy this Acorn pet apron for just $39.95.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Literally, you get to walk around like this. Like, we finally got this. We ordered one. And, like, I've already asked, can I take this home with me?
Yeah. I'm going to throw my chihuahuas in this. Hello.
Well, up next, we actually have a renowned OBGYN in the house. And we're going to ask her all of the questions. Now, I got to say, doing all the research, are you ready to get, like, slightly uncomfortable and deal with stuff that we have to deal with?
Yes.
All right. Because I'm telling you, I'm about to go places I never thought I would go. And that's saying something because I've been a few places. But it's bold, it's brave, and I gotta say, I'm really excited about it. So come right back after this.
Have fun.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Well, we'll say that, right?
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, welcome back. When it comes to our bodies, there is no instruction manual, and some of us have a lot of questions, and we just wanna be fully empowered to ask about whatever that we need to know, and we're gonna do just that with our very trusted expert in something we like to say, no shame in this game. Yep, that's right. And here to help us is women's health advocate and renowned OBGYN, Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. All right, we have some audience members ready to get gutsy. All right, everybody, buckle up. Lisa, what's your question?
Hi, so my name is Lisa, and I'm 56. When I was growing up, people didn't feel comfortable talking about things like discharge. So what I'm wondering is, what would be a healthy discharge, and when would I consider calling a doctor?
First of all, I'm gonna give you a little anatomy lesson. The lining of your mouth is pretty much identical to the lining of your vaginal canal. So your mouth needs to be moist, so does your vagina. The discharge is almost always normal. It's usually a combination of just sort of secretions and the normal physiologic stuff, sloughing off of tissue, things like that. Here's the deal. It's gonna change when you are having cycles. So during that part of our lives, you'll notice that things change during the cycle. First half, middle, second half. That's normal. It's not normal to not have discharge. Really, really important. It would be dry, not good. If you have itching, burning, if the odor is off or foul, that requires attention. You should definitely go see your practitioner, your doctor, whoever, and check it out. Other things, you can get over-the-counter products that can be helpful, but if you use them for a short time and you're not feeling better, you need to see somebody.
Does that help? Does that, like, open a door and put in some light into an otherwise dark, unknown room?
Yes, absolutely.
And
I was not
talking about a euphemism for down there. I genuinely meant that as, like, when it's mysterious, we don't have the light of knowledge. It's more darkness and unknown. So thank you, Lisa, and thank you, Dr. Suzanne. All right, next up, we have Mariah. Mariah, what's your question? And please, I hope it's about perimenopause. If it's not, I have a question too.
Hi, my name's Mariah. I have my degree in biochem and my master's in public health. But throughout all of my education and training, I never really learned about the pelvic floor. So normally I would like associate with incontinence, but I'm wondering, are there any other benefits of strengthening the pelvic floor?
Okay, so pelvic floor. So here's the thing. The pelvic floor, okay, this is what I always do when I talk about the pelvic floor. The pelvic floor, because a lot of y'all don't even know what that is the sling of muscles that exists under the bottom of your body, right? It goes like this. So it's a whole bunch of muscles that are attached to the pelvis, to the bony pelvis, and through that moves the urethra, the vagina, if you have one, the rectum. So it has to make accommodation and room for things to pass through. These are things that we don't, after a very early age, don't really think about. We don't, like, think that we have conscious control. I mean, obviously, some of us realize when we can't control when we have to pee. But it is something you can learn to use. But like any other muscle group, if you don't work it out, or if it has a human sitting on it for 9 months, it's going to get stretched out. So you've got to work that pelvic floor. Yes, it has an impact on incontinence, because incontinence is the loss of urine, right? So I talked about the urethra. But there are other organs, all the organs that sit in your belly and your pelvis, that press down on that floor. So we want to work that pelvic floor to hold up our body, basically, hold up those organs, decrease the risk of pressure, pain, those organs not working well, but also sexual function is impacted by that as well. And as you mentioned, incontinence.
Isn't it true, and I found this detail rather exciting, that if you do work out your pelvic floor and, you know, get back to its functionality, it also benefits sex?
Yeah, I mentioned that. So sexual function, that'll help with both orgasm. Because the muscles have blood flow, you'll bring more blood flow to the area for sensation, for pleasure, possibly for lubrication. I mean, we could get into the weeds here, but it is really important for sexual function, again, for men and women.
That is so revolutionary to me. I did not know men have a pelvic floor.
Yeah.
I thought it was exclusive to women. All right. You're not going to want to miss our next segment. When we come back, Dr. Suzanne is going to show us the chair that's going to help strengthen our muscles down there. I'm going to sit in it. Let's see what happens.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
All right, we're back for In a Minute with renowned OBGYN, Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. And she has got one more tip for whipping that pelvic floor into shape. What am I sitting on, Dr. Suzanne?
Okay, you are sitting on the Amsella chair, the throne, and what it has is a device underneath that is gonna work your pelvic floor. So it's creating muscle contractions. These are things that you could do consciously or in pelvic floor physical therapy, but you're gonna get almost 12,000 contractions in a 28-minute session, fully clothed on this chair. So it's amazing. It's kind of like going to the gym with the best trainer ever. This is so great. It's such a great point of entry because it's easy. Spoken like a true gynecologist.
All right, okay. Fire it up, Dr. Suzanne.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so we have our protocol set up. You're gonna start to feel this. I'm gonna start it.
Tingles?
Exactly.
I feel like little tiny tingles.
Okay, so we're at 25%. How you doing? And what you can do, yeah, exactly, kind of lean around and you'll feel it in different areas.
Yeah, I feel like there's a spot.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to bring it up. Let me know how you're doing.
Just tingles, nothing painful, nothing weird,
And this is your first session.
And what percentage are we at?
We're at 42.
You can crank that up, Dr.
All right.
I think I can handle more.
You okay?
Yes, it's very pleasant.
Okay, there you go.
It's not like, I mean, it's not like...
Only 26 more minutes.
You're no
doing
problem.
Great. Right.
Should I get off?
Yes, I think we can. We're gonna.
You did that.
Thank you,
You're
Dr.
Welcome.
Janet. Thank you, everybody, so much. Here at this show, we want to just talk about it all and figure it all out. This is our lives. So if you're out in the world looking at it on YouTube, if you're here in our studio audience, wherever you are in the world, thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.